What does it say about Britain if we don't give them asylum? 0845 6060 973. Peter's in Lewisham. Hello, Peter.
Hi there. I think it would be a national disgrace if we weren't to grant them asylum. I was an infantryman out in 2007 with them, worked very closely with interpreters on the ground, and there's little doubt they would be targeted now if they were to stay behind after our withdrawal. They certainly were at the time. They were routinely targeted. I mean, myself personally, I've tried to tend a wounded interpreter who was wounded during an ambush there. They were certainly targeted time and time again, and it's not just interpreters. It's anybody that was assisting us. I remember labourers as well that were brought in to try and provide accommodation for the Afghan police that we were based with were executed. Some of them were executed, which put a stop to the work there. So there's little doubt these people be in great danger.
Just give us an insight into the work that they do.
But they're out with us on every single patrol. These people are sharing every danger and travail that we go through. The same hardship with, certainly at the time, I believe it's a bit better now, but certainly at the time, with nothing more than their normal kind of civilian clothing. There was no body armour for them. There was nothing kit-wise unless we were handing it down to them. And yet they were doing that, for the love of their country and wanting to make it better. And these are, on the most part, if you understand, being able to speak English in Afghanistan, there's not many people that can do that. So these are educated people. Quite often they seem to come from, they've been educated in Iran or Pakistani universities. So they're very educated people that have chosen to give up their time and their lives often to do this for us and their country.
Interesting tweet here from Charlie, who says, I'm disgusted this is even being discussed. It's a moral no-brainer. They should have been invited and given medals and rewards. Well, judging from what you've just told us, Peter, I didn't know this. I didn't know that they would go out on patrols with you, and particularly if they didn't have body armour on. I mean, that they deserve a lot more than just political asylum.
Sure. I mean, these guys were, there are our go-between the local populace. They are the ones with the cultural understanding. They speak the language. We'd be completely impotent without them and their understanding, and we worked absolutely hand in glove. And furthermore, they would listen into radio trackers, so they could listen into the Taliban radio chatter on our behalf in real time on the patrols, and would time and time again save British lives by giving us the heads up, being able to listen into the Taliban, forming up ambushes and other attacks, and be able to give us the heads up on that. So they're completely invaluable to what we are doing out there.